And then this will be also a very brief information about a much bigger topic. It is about the second component of the project that I already introduced regarding boreal forests. The second component was about developing forest information systems. This topic is much, much less, let's say, interesting for general public. It's not something easy to really sell, but as you can see on this slide, it is really of essential importance to all of us. Actually, we all deal with information systems, and we also know that if they are properly designed, developed, they are very important for timely access to consistent, accurate data. They are really facilitate sharing of data and inform decision making. They improve communication. They reduce duplication. They also provide efficient service to governmental offices and the public. They improve better understanding of the current situation. And in the end, they facilitate timely management responses, as among others. I would say we easily said the opposite if these systems are not really integrated and really not functional. They all these advantages turn into disadvantages, and I think that we probably all struggle within our offices also with this type of problems. So to achieve this, there is a need for knowledge, skills, processes that would lead this the development, and that was the subject of the project. That we undertook with countries of some countries of the Caucasus and Central Asia to provide them with capacities and some skills in this regard. In order to so how we did it. First, we learn about some background knowledge in this regard in the countries, and to provide these skills and capacities, we need to develop some guiding material, of course. So, in 2022, draft practical guide was developed, and we established cooperation with countries. In particular, we work. In quite intensive way with Kyrgyzstan and Uzbekistan. In Kyrgyzstan last year, we carried out a workshop where this practical guide on developing forest information systems was tested and allow us to finalize this document. This guide is one of the was also turned into an e-learning course, and the last output in this process was the overview study on forest information systems, how they with some national examples. As I mentioned, this workshop in Kyrgyzstan was essential for testing to prove that the proposed methodology well, it works in practice. So what we have there that already was mentioned in the process overview, we have this overall study that outline the role of the type of information systems and the role they play. Then we have this practical guide, and we also have the training course. And also, we have a brief material for brief communication on this project. Sometimes there is how to say the first reaction when we saw information system is that it is something very very technical, very specific. Actually, I would like to encourage you to look at this material because it is. About the work that should be done around IT. In fact, most of the processes, most of the activities outlined in this material, it is about the preparation ground for the moment where the technical information technology work starts. So how to design them, how to put them together, and so on. So I hope you find them as interesting, and also using this using this opportunity, I would like to just highlight the product that is underway. We're also working now on the UNC Forest Hub, where information about this project will be available. And together with other outputs, we plan to launch it again in the beginning of the next year. So again, taking this opportunity, I would like to thank experts, authors, reviewers, also colleagues from Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan, for their cooperation and contribution in this project. Thank you very much.